Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
Someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary?
Phone.
Canary. Raffy.
Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raffy?
Gina.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing okay. I'm doing all right. How's the cooking going?
No comment.
Oh, is it bad?
It's not cooking. Nothing is.
Okay. Nothing's cooking?
No.
All right. Listen, we've got an absolutely amazing episode planned. As you know, we are home sweet home at Audioversity. Raffy, why are we here? Come on, I believe in you.
Why are we here?
What do we use this podcast for?
As an alternative to therapy, of course.
Duh, obviously. Okay, listen, we've got an awesome, awesome episode planned. I think we should just get straight into it.
I think so. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. You know what once took 3 hours to cook pasta?
Okay, enough. That's already enough slander. We haven't started.
Every episode, I always do this. Shavit, what are you studying? What are you doing? Where are you from?
So, I'm Shavit. I'm from Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I'm from the better city than you.
Ooh.
It's true. There's nothing I can do about it.
At least I don't have invasive iguanas running around.
Why am I being attacked? She just crapped on your old city.
Because it's true. It's like not crapping on it if it's true.
Is this confirmed?
Gina? No, I think Joburg's pretty cool.
Should we do a poll? With the three people in the room? Raffy's the tiebreaker.
Raffy will go against me.
Obviously. How could I not? All you do is slander my pasta cooking ability.
Can I ask how it took you 3 hours?
Okay, look. The water wouldn't boil. It's not my fault.
And he goes, how do you boil water? I'm like, Raffy.
Look, I know how to boil water. It wasn't boiling it. Look, Hashem did not want me to have pasta that day.
That's true.
I didn't.
That's a great way of looking at life.
Right.
When things don't work out, it's Hashem's fault.
There was some higher purpose for me to take 3 hours to make a pasta. And so, you know.
The universe was looking out for you for some reason.
I may not know the reason yet, but it was there.
Everything happens for
right.
a reason.
You need to have faith. No such thing as a coincidence, really.
Gotta have faith.
And we got copyrighted. So you're doing your master's in?
Yes, I'm doing an MBA, master's in business administration, specifically in healthcare innovation here at
Perfect.
Reichman.
And you are Very Dr. Cool. Shavit, right?
I am Dr. Shavit Sachs.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a clever gal.
Proper.
Proper. I'm a naturopath.
Do you know what that is, Raffy?
I do not.
So naturopathy is a part of alternative and complementary medicine.
Okay.
So essentially I treat people using things like nutrition, lifestyle modification, supplement therapy, sometimes body work.
Therapy.
Hello.
That's a good one.
There we go.
Well, that was my last point, was that I also do coaching, which is sort of
She's
like
a life coach.
Parallel. I'm actually not a life coach. I'm an eating psychology coach, which means I help people who have like
Ooh,
food issues.
You could probably help me cook pasta.
I could, but not because I'm an eating psychology coach, because I'm a little bit older than you.
Do you want to tell people your age?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 30. At the end of the month, I'll be 31.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Okay, I just have to bring something to the table. Shavit is very educated. She's definitely seen and experienced a lot, and so have we. Raffy and I, and I definitely think that it's safe to say, don't you hate it when those awkward or just what the heck moments hit you in the face? I think
Absolutely.
It's true.
And you're just there like, isn't this only meant to happen in movies? Like, this is like the type of like, let the ground swallow me. Like, if like you have to bite your tongue not to laugh. Like, these are the moments, you know?
Yes, that's how I feel about my life sometimes.
That is my life. Like, for example, I once went, I was on a date. The date ended. He reached out his hand and shook my hand.
What were you guys agreeing upon?
Nothing. We were saying goodbye.
A goodbye, just like, very formal.
He reaches out his hand, he goes, goodbye, Gina. I'm like, goodbye, said name.
Did you guys have another date or that?
Nope.
The handshake was kind of
He was soccer analyzing me the whole date. I was kind of like,
no,
don't do
nice.
That. I was like, yeah, shake my hand. And I shook his hand very firmly.
Mm-hmm. To display dominance.
Yes.
Absolutely. Gotta let him know where he stands. Authority.
Gotta say, guys, I've definitely had some shit moments.
Hey, we're here for you.
Just for context of where I was in my life, was I was about 6 months after a breakup of a long...
You were going to say 6 months old.
That's what I was waiting for. No. Wow, you were coherent.
At 6 months, I was definitely not dating. I was 6 months after a breakup of like a very, very long-term relationship.
How long was this relationship?
5 years.
Wow.
And I was in Israel, actually. It was June, and I went to Pride. And
wait, in Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
Sick.
And it was a lot of fun.
I would love to go.
I just
got here over the summer, but like...
Rafi had a terrible start.
Next time, I'm for sure going.
No, we must all go. It's so much fun.
Rafi, you'll
come. Yeah, I've heard good things. Why not?
Yeah, come. We'll find you a lover there.
All right, listen, Gina.
Listen, there are lots of straight people there. I got hit on at Pride
by a male. I wasn't meaning it in that way. I was being like that. A lot of people.
No assumptions, but by your reaction, I assumed.
Yeah, quite the reaction.
So anyway, this guy asked me for my number, waiting in line for the bathroom. And I gave him my number, and we made a plan to meet up. So Israelis like to meet up super late. Like 9 p.m. for them is like super late.
Wow, roommates.
Yeah, I've heard this. Only because like my sister's lived here a few years.
Also, have you not known like when you make plans, Rafi, you can't tell me that these plans started like hoppest 8, 9.
Yeah, these people are late.
What the heck? I want to be in bed.
Yeah.
No, but no one goes out till 10:30.
No, exactly.
Yeah. You say it's at 9, no one shows up till 10.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing for me as a South African because we're relatively punctual.
Now.
Just now.
I am so punctual. It's true.
What time did you walk into the door?
I'm not as punctual when it comes to this podcast.
Why?
Because I woke up very recently, but usually I'm on the dot.
That sounds like an excuse. Would you like to talk about it?
I went to bed at 7 in the morning.
Oh, flip.
Stayed up for sunrise. So you should appreciate that.
Rafi, I've come straight from shifts.
Oh my god.
He hates it when I
gotta go to the whole mod down the whole Mada line.
Damn straight. Okay, we're interrupting Shavit's beautiful story.
You're right.
I just want to say, you know, you can just wake up for the sunrise. You don't have to like stay up for it.
No, I had to stay up in this case.
Okay.
It was important.
Okay.
So this guy, I said to him, we can meet on whatever day, but it has to be early, like 7:30, because I was going the next day, was waking up super early and going down to the Dead Sea, doing like a hike in Gedi and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, sure. And then I ran late, which for me is a very stressful situation because I'd like to be very punctual. So we meet up on...
I'm just looking at Rafi. Yeah, go.
Gina gave me side eye for some reason.
Bombastic.
So we meet up at Kikkel Dizengoff and we're sitting and we're chatting. And like, it's all fine. And then he goes to me, do you want to go get a drink? And I was like, absolutely sure. That's kind of what we're here doing. And we walk... Like, I don't know if people here don't know what Kikkel Dizengoff is like, but essentially it's like a circle of restaurants and bars.
It's really nice.
Like, you can't go wrong. But he walks me out of the Kikkel completely and we start like walking down a road. And I'm like, now I'm also South African because I'm like, this guy's going to kill me. Like, I don't know.
You see, it's the thing. It's rap. When I would tell Rafi like that in like past episodes, he's like, what? I'm like, it's a thing.
Like I genuinely said, like, just please don't kill me.
Yeah, no, that's a big bummer.
So, okay, well, since you said please.
So we walk out of the Kikkel and I'm like, dude, the places, they're all back there. Like, let's go. It's like, no, it's so busy. It's fine. We'll find a different place. And I'm like, okay, Shavit, let's like be easy breezy. Let's like be chill. And this is my first date after being with the same person for 5 years. You know, like, don't know what it's like. We keep walking and we're chatting. And then... I'm like, listen, let's go back. He's like, no, we'll find somewhere. And then eventually he's like, oh, listen, there's nowhere, but my apartment's right here. Let's go drink some wine on my balcony.
Wow, how convenient is that?
And I said, no. I said, you are a stranger and I'm not coming to your house. And he's like, no, but I've had a long day and I'm really tired. And I was very proud of myself. I said to him, either we go back to the Kikkel and we find a place and we sit and we drink, or like, nice to meet you, I'm going to go home. And he literally gave me a hug and went home.
At least you get a handshake.
That was 20. It was 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes.
The chutzpah that men have.
Like, what is it with Israeli men?
He does not speak for us.
Okay. Rafi's a good guy.
It's Israeli men. Are you Israeli?
No.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. It is Israeli men. It's Israeli men.
Yeah, I think we touched on this when we talked about like clubbing and the difference.
Where between, you from?
Like, yeah, Israeli like men like in the club.
It's not just with dating. Like those are just awkward moments where you're like stunned and you're kind of like, okay, what just
happened?
What actually just happened to me right now?
Yeah, your first date too. That's a pretty after rough like start.
Wow. Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Like you would. Yeah.
So no. I don't like I don't really count it as my first real date, but it's there. It's my 20-minute date story.
That's a short date.
Yeah,
you didn't even get a free meal.
I didn't get a free
that's
anything.
That's the worst part.
No, you know that's what the you know what the worst part actually is? Is that the bus never came. And so
wow. Because,
no, listen. The bus never came and I was running late. So I took a taxi. Now a bus costs 5.5 shekels.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
A taxi costs 55 shekels. So I was mega pissed that I spent that money to go on a date. That was 20 minutes. But it's fine. I went to my friend afterwards.
Okay.
She lives like 10. She lived like a 10-minute walk. That was
damn. You just those moments where you're kind of like,
the fuck?
What? That's cancelled. Immediately yeah. Cancelled.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't fucking swear. My mom listens to this.
Nikki S.
Shout
out to Nikki S.
Gina, I know you have some dating stories.
What does that mean
sure.
to me? No, not just dating. Very awkward stories like. I've walked into doors, when that happens, I kind of just...
You walk into doors. Are you blind?
I almost walked into a pole today, if that helps.
Jesus.
No, honestly, that almost happens like every
day. I saw someone, this was many, many years ago, walk into a pole, like years...
You just watched him walk into a pole.
I knew the person was...
Oh my God.
I feel like that makes it worse.
Do you know Jerusalem at all? Do you know like Mike's place, like the bar, in Ben Yehuda?
Yes.
I was downstairs with a handful of friends, like, and this is just funny because we're talking about people walking into poles. This was like 2 weeks ago. I was down with a handful of friends just drinking, and I look over, and do you know how the downstairs is built? Like, there's a stairwell, and mm-hmm. then the bar, and like big sitting area.
Okay.
Anyways, I was like sitting in front of the bar, like facing the stairwell. I just saw a girl just tumble down the whole thing. And then she got up like it was nothing. No one saw. I was the only one that saw. She just kept walking.
Do you know what? Your leg could be broken and ever. You'll be like,
as long as no one saw, like, who cares?
Well, it's like when we were at gym the other day and I tried to get up and I majorly failed at getting up.
And it was like we went at the time where like all the like kids go like, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
All the, like, the youngsters go, you know.
Where?
The youngsters, because you're very old.
I think it's the other way around.
Thank you. It's fine, I don't mind.
No, but, like, you know, like, at, like when you go to the gym, like, fairly late, like, all the school kids are there.
Fine, yeah.
And Shavit.
Nothing wrong with that.
She tried to get up, but she, like, blatantly failed.
Up from what? Like, you were just sitting?
She was
sitting.
I was, like, lying down. And
then she got up and failed and bounced on her arms.
And Gina saw. I was having no one saw.
And Jeffy goes, "How did you see that?" And I'm like, "I literally see everything."
Yeah, it's the worst when people see like these stupid little things.
No, but like I saw my friend like proper.
But seeing
like,
someone else do it, it's hilarious.
If it's like really bad, like this chick tumbled down the
staircase.
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry. Like shit.
I honestly would be me and that. God forbid, I actually have fallen down the stairs.
Of course, you have.
The leg could be broken, but I'm still like, as long as no one saw, I don't care. So it was actually in Thailand and it was with a friend. Like we were there, like families, whatever. And she was like walking with determination. Like we were listening to music, like walking, like not walking, walking, like proper.
Proper walking.
Fucking. into a pole. I am convinced that this chick got concussed.
How did she walk into it? Was she on her phone or just
at
blind?
Her phone for two, and it was like one of those like lampposts, like that. And it was very nice. Like she was like.
Like the thick, like metal ones?
It was right here, like smack bang in the middle. And you heard. And you heard like the
imagine.
Echo of the pole.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's
and
perfect.
Like she stopped for like a second and was like very disoriented.
What just happened? That's so funny.
And I couldn't stop laughing. She was in so much pain. A bump, like in a court.
I was in Greece 1 year with my friend Danny. We went on this program, and it was I think our last night or second last night there, and we wanted to take a photo with like the beautiful view, and there was like a waiter standing in the place we wanted to stand. So I go up to him and I'm like, "Sorry, do you mind moving so we can take a photo?" And he thought we wanted to take a photo with him. So we have photos of us. That's with amazing. This dude, and then the sequence of photos of us dying of laughter because he was in our photo.
That's even better. That's a great photo.
I know, it's one of my favorite photos.
God, do you think that man knew? Like, I wish, for his sake and embarrassment, I hope he didn't know.
I also hope so. He probably didn't know. Shame. He didn't think he spoke English.
Aww. Shame. No.
He just wanted to be famous.
Or he wanted to take a photo with two really cool gals.
Ooh, maybe.
That's Gina,
look at me like that.
That's something Rafi would say. No, listen, I've had a lot of like moments, not just like awkward moments that I've seen and awkward moments that's happened to you, and like I can't believe you saw Chick tumble down the stairs.
Wow, yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. I remember I saw it. I'm like, no way.
Did you?
I
look like, at
all my friends.
Her?
I'm like, did anyone else see that? No, I didn't approach her. I didn't know her. And I was like, you know what? Better she thinks no one saw.
That's, like, but I was cracking up. That's what a gentleman does. Like, you don't.
I mean, it wasn't really gentleman. I was still laughing. I was. Like, let's be honest.
That's terrible, Rafi.
Look, I'm a lot of things, but perhaps a gentleman when someone falls down the stairs is not one of them.
I've definitely fallen in class, slipped on my foot. Yeah, okay, so when I said I walked into doors, I don't walk into doors that are, like, not see-through, okay? I'm not that...
You probably have one. I have not walked what into did you a say? Glass wall.
You've never walked into a glass door?
No.
Oh my God, I literally walked...
You my know dog like, even does it.
Yeah, well... Dogs, like, whatever.
No, you know those automatic, those revolving doors? Yeah. Like, I was walking into the mall in Cape Town.
I always think I'm going to get, like, trapped in them.
No, and I literally walked into the wall.
You, okay, how does that happen?
I'm special. I'm very special.
That's tough. Do you know what's still the worst, most embarrassing thing is with you, like, in a big crowd and you push a door that's a pull?
Yeah, no, okay, that, yes, the, okay, like, of course.
If you're on your own, fine. But, like, if there's still...
Especially when you look and it says, like, pull after you just pushed. Wow, you're like, oh, my God. It, like,
I still feel like the dumbest person on planet Earth.
Well, if it helps, I was in Portugal, and the word for pull in Portuguese looks more like push than it does. So every time, it's like P-U-X-E, if I'm not mistaken. But it's pronounced push, if I'm not mistaken. And literally every time I saw those doors, I would try push instead of pull. It was very embarrassing.
It just, like, it's...
So it happens to all of us.
That's definitely happened to Afi.
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy.
How does that not? Like, half the time you don't pay attention.
Like, I'm genuinely surprised that you have not walked into a glass door.
Yeah,
even when you were younger?
No, my eyesight was just too good. I always knew it was glass.
Rafi, you got eye surgery when you first landed in Israel.
Yeah,
Sit down.
If what I were to walk into a glass door, it would have been when I got here in Israel.
He was wrestling on a bunk bed and the bunk bed went into
his
arm.
Listen, I was not wrestling. I just so happened to be on the bunk bed as two of my friends were wrestling.
Because
one of them kicked the top bunk and it just collapsed and like the corner of it just went right into my eye.
That's so hectic.
Nah.
I remember like kids had to, I didn't like say this, but kids had like, had to like pick up the bed like because it was kind of like stuck into me. Yeah, good times.
I think you just scared the
That's
shit
so
out
hectic.
Of Shabir.
Yeah, no, I feel sorry for your eyeballs.
You could probably still see the scar there.
Wasn't it on the other side? You know, it's also like when you're going to the bathroom, I think more for girls than guys, and like
going into the wrong bathroom. I've done this before.
Can I
that
please hear
is
this?
The worst. The thing is, thank God I've never like done it where there was someone in the bathroom, but I recall like in middle school, like being on my phone walking into a bathroom. Looking up, like, where are the urinals? And then I go outside, I'm like, oh my God, I was in the girls' bathroom.
That's
like,
my biggest fear.
That's the worst. Thankfully, no one was in there, but wow.
No, but
be
the
so
thing
bad.
Is, it's worse for a woman to walk into a men's bathroom because there are urinals there. It's like so
awkward.
Yeah, no, it's so like, it's so obvious.
For you, at least, like, there's stalls, they're like cubicles.
No, if anything, that's worse because then I'll go use a stall, and then all of a sudden, while I'm using it, a handful of girls walk in. It's like, oh shit. How do I escape now?
I identify as
like,
a woman.
A girl will walk into a boy's bathroom, see a urinal, and be like, oh, I'm not in the right place. Me, just be like, oh, maybe they just do stalls here. Like, you don't maybe need a urinal. Stall does everything.
No, like, that's one of my biggest fears to happen. Or, like, when, like, the door's locked and you, like, open it and then someone goes, sorry, I'm in here. And then you make sure that you don't see.
You're like, go away. So you're like, I wasn't the one to try to open your door.
It was also awkward getting caught when you ding-dong ditch.
I almost never ding-dong ditch.
Do you know what's funny? I've seen those videos. Yo, if someone... Okay, no, wait. I'm like sitting up for this. If someone did this to me, I think I would die. Literally, I would die. So I've seen these videos. Like, I love Ding Dong Ditch. Okay, I'm almost 20 and I love it. Okay, I did it. It's the funnest thing ever. Love Ding Dong Ditch. I think it's very fun, and I actually should do it again soon.
What?
Continue.
It's fun.
And I should do it again soon. Like, you're gonna schedule, like, today's Ding Dong Ditch day.
It's easy to do it in the dorm.
Have you
yeah,
seen?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do it. Have you seen those videos where they ding dong ditch and they close the door on their friend? So, like, they'll ding dong ditch and they'll run back to their room and the friend will be recording. And as the friend's about to reach the door, they just slam the door in their face.
That's good.
So they need them out. I think if that would have to happen to me, I would start crying. I'm being so serious. But you see, I'm the type of person who would do that to someone.
Yeah.
So you can't start crying. It's like, you can't, like, be okay with
You're
doing something
oppressor
to someone.
Here. Okay.
All right. Let's not throw around really big words.
I didn't even know you knew that word.
What? I don't know words.
Oh, you know what the worst is? What an awkward moment is? When you make a joke and no one gets it,
or
no one hears it.
And then you have to repeat it, and then it's like, really?
And then someone's like, oh yeah, I heard you the first time.
And they're like, I just didn't find it funny.
Yeah, that's devastating.
I literally just want, like, in those moments, just want to cry. It's so... Oof.
It's so embarrassing.
But it's like, also having to explain the joke makes it so not funny.
Have you ever, like... I've never had to explain jokes.
For me, it usually comes up if I'm speaking to, like, Israelis and I say a joke that's, like, English nuanced and then they don't get it and then I have to, like,
I feel so stupid.
Like,
when that happens.
Beyond stupid, like, once you have to explain it, like, it's not funny.
No, absolutely.
Anymore. Like, it's too much.
I'd rather have that than someone being going, oh, no, I did hear you the first time.
No, obviously.
You find it funny. And I'm like, cool.
No, then you're just not appreciated. If you're not understood, like, that's different. It's not as bad.
Yeah. No, it's like these small things where you're like, I'd rather have a brick thrown in my face.
Do you know, there's no situation in which I'd rather have a brick thrown at my face.
I don't want someone telling me I'm not funny.
You'd rather a brick to the face.
No one would tell you you're not funny. It's impossible. You're very funny.
You're not funny.
Just did that to antagonize
you. Or
should
I get a brick?
Get a brick. Where's the brick?
This is quite heavy if you want to use my water bottle.
Sure.
This woman embarrassed me.
Me?
We were at the gym a few... When was it? Yes, I don't know when.
2 days ago.
Okay, and she gets a water bottle out of the locker.
Wait, how did this embarrass you? It was a traumatizing moment in my life.
You got on your knees and literally was like, no!
Okay.
No, wait,
I'm missing a whole lot of context.
Can I give the context and then you tell the story? Do you want me to give the context after the story?
Whatever you want. You can go first.
The context is that I had a tumbler, which is like essentially a cup with a straw, okay?
Right.
That I exclusively drink water out of because that is how I stay hydrated.
Right.
And I'm very attached to this thing. And it... don't make fun of how I speak.
I'm not here.
I was making fun of Gina.
When she was making fun of me. And... And it fell out the locker at the gym and the lid broke and I
shattered.
No, like That's it tough. Shattered my heart. I literally fell on my knees and I wanted to cry.
Oh my God.
I was dead.
She wanted
to die.
No!
Yeah, basically.
All hydration was lost.
There. Literally.
And then with the other friend we were with, Sophia,
she's very nice, unlike Gina.
I was just like patting her back. Like, it's gonna be
all over a water bottle too. That's so funny.
And Sophia tried to put the piece that broke off and it just broke off again and that just did it for her.
And I was
really
bummed.
I'm never gonna recover. 10 minutes later she got a new water bottle.
No, because we walked into Good Farm and we got some stuff. And then as we're walking out, Sophia, who's very nice unlike Gina, says to me, oh my gosh, look at this water bottle. And it was this one that I have here. And it's beautiful. It's got a straw. Now I can stay hydrated.
Very nice.
This hydration is very important.
There's a happy ending to this story.
Absolutely.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I'm psyched about my water bottle.
How did this embarrass you? Oh, just because you're in the locker room with her as she's yelling over
the water. She wasn't
in the
locker room. It was like Kilu, like where everyone is.
Yeah, the lockers aren't like in a locker room. They're like in a
public space. She literally got on her knees and was like in a movie and was like, no! And I was like...
Honestly, yes. It's a very appropriate reaction.
Raffi, you can't tell me you wouldn't be like,
The fuck?
I'm currently looking around.
Yeah, like, I would like scratch my head, look around.
I was pinning her back like, they're there.
They're there.
Well, you know when you trip in public?
Yes.
Oh my god, my teacher once tripped up the stairs.
No.
Crazy.
Wait, tell the story. Like, give us a bit of background.
Okay.
Do we like the teacher?
Fine teacher.
Man or woman?
Man.
Okay, cool.
Like, nothing about this teacher really means anything in terms of how he fell up the stairs, but
what did he teach?
History. Okay. We have a stairwell in my school that's like a spiral. Like, but it's half a spiral. Like, it doesn't go all the way around.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it goes to the top, the second floor, and that's it.
Zero. Okay.
So I was walking down with a friend, and like, I don't know, a bunch of people were coming up the stairs, and then we see, you know, teacher A, this teacher, walking up, and we're like, oh, hey. And it was strange. He was like looking away from us. It was like he didn't want any confrontation. And then we were like, hey, you know, Mr., you know, teacher. And then he's like, oh, hey. And then like misses a step, but like corrects himself. And so he effectively like tripped and still went up a step. So he like fell up.
He caught himself
on the railing. And then,
what would you
and
have
then
done if he
just
fell?
Immediately like kept going like it was not like nothing happened. It was so
funny.
When that
happens, I feel like my life flashes before me.
When I laugh at myself and I'm like, did anyone else see that?
I once fell down the stairs.
I feel bad though. He's the type of teacher though to like be embarrassed by that. It was very
shame. Okay, so
but not like in a cute way and like he thinks he's cool with.
Was he old?
Did he break a hip?
Like not that old.
Okay.
Like if he fell, he wasn't gonna die. I don't think. Like he's not that old. He'll be fine.
I took a proper tumble down the stairs. I was coming.
Tumble.
That's a great way to describe it.
I literally rolled like a barrel. Like I did a circular motion down the stairs.
Where were you?
Oh my god.
Did you comment, Rafi? Did you comment on the teacher's falling or anything?
No,
just ignored it.
Like I waited a second till he was way past, and then started dying of laughter because it was the funniest thing ever. And it was never brought up again.
Students can be really hectic. I used to teach dancing and to young kids, and I had 6-year-olds, and I was wearing a light blue top, and it was probably like summer, so obviously I was sweating, and I lifted my arm up to like show them something, and the one girl goes to me, you have this patch of sweat under your arm. And I was like,
yeah,
fuck
no, there's like no there's no filter. I just kind of say anything and everything.
I remember just being like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like,
that's all for class today. Thank you so much. Yes, as kids will make you feel embarrassed. Like,
yeah, if I was in that position, it would take a lot to not like
I would cry.
Clap back at the kid. Like, listen, little one.
Listen here, you short.
Who do you think you are?
No, kids have no filter.
Literally.
Like the same kid came up to me once and she was like, we visited Israel and my mom's mom died.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Okay. Also, have you ever been around where someone says something so unhinged and you don't know how to respond and you're like,
yes, I'm friends with you.
I'm kind of embarrassed like, for oh, okay. you and for me. Wow.
No, someone brings something up that's like a little
or
too
like you
deep.
Go, or like you make a joke, you go, your mom. And they go, my mom's dead. And you're like, okay, now I'm embarrassed and yes. I feel like a dick.
Yes.
No, those are the best though. They never care.
No, that's like crazy. No, those moments are funny, but not at the moment.
Yeah, no, they're funny afterwards.
In hindsight, yeah.
As long as it doesn't happen to you. I can't believe I actually haven't fallen down the stairs in public.
Well done, you get a prize.
I've probably like tripped a step or two, but I've never done a tumble. That's a lot.
I'm surprised my mom
a
didn't laugh at me.
Tumble.
Because Nikki is
my mom heard the pop, 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 pop. Gina, are you okay?
What was that? What was that sound?
Her falling down the stairs.
You falling down. Bah, bah, bah. Quite the proper tumble.
Like that. No, I proper like... My iPad didn't even recover.
Oh, no. You recovered?
Barely.
Tell me how I look today.
Maybe this explains a lot.
I didn't even say that.
Raffy was like,
I'm just joking.
Raffy's not.
Stop.
Plead the fifth.
Listen, this was an episode. I just keep exposing myself more and more.
Yeah.
Literally. And I don't know how to feel about it.
No, you appreciate it.
Remember, like, the universe like has a plan.
Remember, Rafi, I've
got a God has a plan.
God's plan.
And
God's plan.
That plan, pasta was not in that plan.
Can't believe you bit a kid. Did you not feel embarrassed? How does that story not fit in here?
I don't know. I bit a lot of kids.
Do you know what story fits in that? That car, that your car got vandalized.
Oh my God, I forgot to try and find the photo.
His car, like, got drawn with, like, over...
No, like, we had, like, a day that, like, senior year that, like, you go out and you draw on people's cars. Like, it was designated.
Wait, with what?
They gave us, like, washable markers.
But he said washable markers.
But it didn't work on the headlights, so I still have that on my car from months and months ago. But the rest of my car was, like, people drew crazy shit on it. Like, just not, like, mean, but just, like, inappropriate stuff. Like,
Rafi's
my friends,
a 30,
like,
or, like, you know, just some messing mean around. Stuff like that.
No, it was much more profane.
Wait, it didn't. Wow, it didn't wash off cool. The headlights.
No, and I put, like,
call out
nail
the brand
polish
right
remover,
now.
I bleached. I did everything.
Call out the brand right now. Name this brand. This market telling me it's wipeable bullshit.
I don't remember, but, like, yeah, it was so BS. And getting it off the car in general was a schlep. I got a car wash, didn't work. Hand washed it like 5 times.
I mean, maybe they weren't. Maybe they were like permanent marker.
Maybe they were trying to tell you something.
Yeah, so someone just took a Sharpie. They're like, I fucking hate this kid. Like, I'm going to draw everywhere.
What car was it?
A Volvo.
Ah, right, that makes sense. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of context that brought, but...
I'm just curious.
Look, it was not a Volvo when it was vandalized. It was literally a whiteboard.
And a rabbi saw it.
Yeah, no, because my car was parked, like, right in front of the school, and a rabbi comes out, he's like...
Hello.
Someone drew that. Like, I don't want to even say what it was. It was so inappropriate. But, like, yeah, I almost got in big trouble for someone else drawing on my car.
That's not fair, Jinx.
Yeah, the rabbi wanted to get me in trouble. I'm like, look, I was not here. This, you know, event.
Did you vandalize someone else's car?
Of course, but, like, not in.
Duh, it's America.
No, but it wouldn't be vandalized. Like, anything I drew was relatively.
What
innocent.
Did you draw?
Probably just like shtick between friends, like.
Damn, Shavit.
Yes.
Gotta say, it was amazing.
Shavit.
Yes.
You okay?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Rafi and I can be best friends after this, don't worry.
Shavit. Gina, do you want to proceed?
Why don't you do it for once?
Ooh, what do I say? I haven't done this.
I chose a great ghost.
Do it in your radio presenter voice, though.
What? He doesn't have one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
wasn't that good?
That was great.
Okay,
no,
continue.
I can't finish with that.
What? In your way. Do you listen to... See,
you,
I do all
you
the
doing
way.
The outros?
No.
Don't mean to do that.
I'm
outro.
Afraid, what if I say the wrong thing and you get mad?
You can't say the wrong thing. Yeah, it's always different every episode.
Look, you're already yelling at me. This is only going to get worse.
I'll do the outro.
No, ooh, this Shavit is not your... No, you should do it.
Gina, Rafi, it's been an absolute pleasure being part of your podcast. Thank you so much for having me here. Catch me again next week.
It's been great having you. Thank you for coming on to our podcast. I'm Rafi with...
Gina.
And we are Don't You Hate It When...
Did you almost forget our
name? I didn't even pause. Gina.
Rafi.
No, what do I do now? You keep interrupting.
No, this is good. Again, Shavit, it was amazing to have you.
Yeah,
Rafi.
It was.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime.
Loved it.
He's trying. Rafi, you know what? You did great.
Gina, thank you. I do my best.
You guys are amazing.
Wait, why are you speaking like that? Awesome to have you. We will see you guys next week.
And we will.
You know what? For all of you guys that are writing exams or...
good luck. You got this.
Rafi's telling
you're going to pass.
Rafi's going to listen to this podcast every day.
This is my daily affirmations. You're going to pass.
You're going
to
be fine.
You're going to do great.
The universe
and
has
stay
a plan.
Hydrated.
And we will see you guys next week.
Time. We're so close.
Okay, what are we saying? Next week or next time?
Next time.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Next time.
Okay.
What are we starting with?
We'll see you.
Okay, you'll start and then I'll just pop in at next
no,
time.
No, okay. Next time? Okay, guys, and we will see you
next time.
You're annoying. Okay.
Sorry.
All my funny stories are dating stories.
A what?
My old dating stories, all my funny stories. But
I guess that could be something.
That could be something.
I've got that 20 minute date story.
Not a horrible idea.
I've got a date that once ended in a handshake.
That's funny.
Don't you hate it when love fucks you over?
We were really rooting for him. Gina came and like stalked my date. It was like...
No, the mic closer, because I know you're not going to sit like that. That's not comfortable for you.
True. Should I just hold it like this?
Do you want to hold it like that? Would you... But you just have to be...
Welcome back to the Gina and Rafi talk show.
Featuring me.
Do you want to hold it this episode?
Yeah, I'm like a newscaster.
Yeah, but then you can't you can't move. Yeah, because otherwise that happens.
Should we just do a
That's wrong, Mark.
Don't get rid of my mic. That's horrible.
Okay, but
don't voice him.
You can't move that around. Okay, don't do that, because then he might... Graffy, please don't move the mic. You're stressing me out.
I didn't do it.
Okay, don't you hate it when... Do you want to put it in?
It is a lot to hold, if I'm being honest. But, like, look how tall it is. I can't adjust it.
I can't do this.
What the fuck?
Do you know how a mic works?
Like, talking into it? No, I did not know. Oh, my God. Whoa. This has opened a realm of comfort.
And then this
comfort.
Also moves.
All right, I still can't move it. This is great. Oh, my God.
Let the adult in the room do the do the work.
Are you done?
Yep.
In three.
It's perfect.
Okay. Three, two, shut the fuck up. In three, two, one. Fuck.
Why would you do that? Just not so bright.
Three, two.
I was silent. This isn't.
Don't move it during the... Raffy.
Whoa, wait, it goes...
Don't you hate it when... The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.